All right, so let's get into something that I think is super important for freelancers, especially, you know, those of you who maybe are coming from like a blue-collar background.
Absolutely.
You know, you clock out, you grab a beer with your buddies after work, and there's that like
Totally.
built-in camaraderie.
It's just there.
And in freelancing, sometimes it's not so much.
Yeah, that's one of the downsides, I think, of the whole like work from anywhere lifestyle. You know, it sounds really appealing, but
For sure.
that freedom can come at a price, right?
Totally.
Especially if you're used to having that built-in social interaction all the time.
Yeah.
It's not just like missing the water cooler chats or whatever.
Right.
It can really start to affect
Yeah.
your motivation, your well-being long term, if you're not careful.
Yeah. And that's where this deep dive comes in.
Exactly.
We're going to unpack some strategies from this social nomad freelancer
Okay.
piece in Freelancing Insider. And we're going to turn that working solo thing
Yeah.
into a thriving community vibe.
Love that.
And one of the things I thought was really interesting is that the article points out
Okay.
that a lot of the skills that you honed in those environments,
Right.
like blue-collar environments, like
Okay. For
resilience,
sure.
that practical get it done attitude,
Yep.
that's gold in freelancing.
Huge asset.
But the social aspect needs a whole new approach.
It does. It's a different world. So you got to figure out
Totally.
how to make those connections happen.
Exactly. And so the article starts by talking about like
Okay.
the loneliness of the long distance freelancer.
Right.
They actually say, don't wait for connection to find it. You go out and create it,
Yeah, I love that.
which I think is so empowering.
I do too. It's a call to action, you know? You're used to taking charge, getting things done. Apply that same energy to building your network. And
Totally.
like back in the day, you had your work buddies. Now you're building your freelance crew.
I love that, building your freelance crew.
Yeah.
Okay, so they give us a whole toolkit for doing just that
Right.
in the Building Bridges section.
Okay.
And the first up is online communities.
Yeah. Those are everywhere these days.
I'm talking Facebook groups, niche forums, those Slack channels where everyone is just geeking out about the same stuff you are.
Right, like you find your people who speak your language, who get it.
Exactly.
It's more than just scrolling, though, right?
Yes.
To make these communities work for you got to participate.
Right.
Share your wins, ask questions, offer help.
Yeah.
It's like those shop floor conversations, just digital.
Exactly. It's about finding your people,
Yeah.
the ones who get the freelance life.
Totally.
Okay, so another strategy they highlight
You okay?
is co-working spaces.
Ah, co-working spaces.
What are your thoughts on those?
I think that can be great for some people, especially people coming from a more social work environment. You know, it's that buzz, that energy of being around others, even if you're all working on different things. There's just something about being in a space with other humans. Plus, the potential for collaboration is huge in those
I can
spaces.
totally see that. It's
Yeah.
like instead of grabbing a beer after work,
Right.
you're grabbing a coffee
Exactly.
between projects,
Yeah.
but that sense of connection is still there.
Totally.
Plus, who knows, maybe you'll land a client or two just by striking up a conversation.
You just never know what could happen. And even if you're not like a super social butterfly, just breaking up that work from home routine a couple of days a week can be really beneficial. Helps prevent that feeling of isolation.
For sure.
Can even spark new ideas.
Makes sense. Okay, so
Yeah, like,
if you're looking for something
you're right.
a bit more tailored to specific interests.
Okay.
The article also talks about local meetups.
Yeah, meetups are great.
I'm imagining coding groups, writers' circles,
Sure.
maybe even a weekend woodworking class,
Absolutely.
you know, that kind of thing.
I think that's where your blue-collar background can be
Okay.
a real asset. You know,
Interesting.
you're used to working with your hands being part of a team. These meetups can tap into those skills
All right.
while also helping you explore new passions,
Right.
connect with people who share them.
I love how they tie back to that hands-on
It
experience.
all comes full
It
circle.
does. All right, last strategy. They cover
Okay.
conferences and retreats.
Yes, conferences.
Now, these can be an investment,
They can be.
but they offer a chance to
Yeah.
learn from the best in the business and connect with a whole bunch of
Yeah.
potential
Well,
collaborators or
absolutely.
even mentors,
That's right.
you know?
And this is where I think that get it done attitude can really come in handy.
Okay.
Conferences can be overwhelming,
They can be a lot.
but if you approach them strategically, set some goals, target specific people you want to connect with, they can be incredibly valuable.
I bet.
Both professionally and socially.
Totally. I actually met one of my longest running clients.
Oh, wow.
At a design conference.
No kidding.
A few years back.
That's great.
We just clicked.
Nice.
Realized we had similar visions.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's amazing how these seemingly random connections can lead to such impactful relationships.
Yeah.
In the freelance world, you just never know where that next opportunity is going to come from.
So true. And that's something this article really emphasizes is like the need to be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself out there.
Yeah. You can't just sit at home and wait for it to come to you.
Right. It's easy to get stuck in that work, eat, sleep, repeat cycle when you're freelancing.
It is.
But carving out the time for these connections is so worth it.
It really is. And I think about it this way.
Okay.
You're transitioning from a world where community was a given to one where you have to build it yourself. It's a shift.
Huge shift.
But it also gives you the chance to create something that truly aligns with your values and interests.
That's a great point. You're not just joining an existing community.
You're curating your own.
You're curating your own.
Yeah.
So let's say you've dipped your toes into online groups.
Okay.
Maybe tried a co-working space or two.
Yep. Yep.
What's next?
What's next on the community building journey? Well, the article touches on something.
Okay.
That can be a game changer.
Right.
Especially for someone with your background.
Okay.
Volunteering.
Okay. That's not something I would have immediately associated with freelance life.
Yeah.
So tell me more.
I think it's brilliant.
Okay.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're used to working with your hands. Contributing to something bigger than yourself.
Yeah.
Volunteering taps into that same energy.
Oh, yeah.
But you get to choose a cause that resonates with you.
Right.
Plus, you're meeting people who share those values.
I'm starting to see the connection.
Yeah.
It's like you're used to building things, fixing things. Wow. Now you're building community.
Fast.
Fixing that sense of isolation.
That's it.
Plus, it gets you out into the world.
Yeah.
Interacting with people.
Face to face.
Yeah. Face to face.
Which is so important.
Right. And it doesn't have to be a huge time commitment either, right?
Not at all. Even a few hours a month can make a difference.
Okay.
Maybe you volunteer at a local food bank.
Yeah.
Help build houses with Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Mentor kids at a community center.
Yeah.
The options are endless.
And this is really resonating with me.
Yeah.
And I bet it is with our listener, too, because it's not just about networking. It's about giving back.
Totally.
Using your skills to make a positive impact.
It feels good.
That's got to feel good.
It does.
Okay, I'm sold on volunteering.
I love it.
Now, circling back to Freelancing Insider.
Right.
There's this memorable phrase.
Okay.
That I think sums up this whole community building thing perfectly.
What is it?
Even in a remote world, connection is key.
Mm.
Build your tribe and thrive.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that great?
I love that.
It really highlights the fact that community isn't a luxury for freelancers. It's a necessity.
It is.
You know, it's about creating a support system, a network of people who get you, who can help you navigate the ups and downs of this crazy, freelance life.
It is.
And I love that build your tribe part because it speaks to that sense of belonging.
Yeah.
Of finding your people.
It's powerful.
Which can be so hard when you're working solo.
It can.
But it is possible.
It is.
And this article gives you the roadmap to do just that.
It does. It's a great resource.
Yeah.
Who's feeling that sense of isolation? Wants to build a stronger community.
Exactly.
Around their freelance life.
Yeah. And it's a reminder that even though you're working independently, you don't have to do it alone.
You don't.
And in fact, surrounding yourself with the right people can make all the difference.
Absolutely.
In your success and happiness as a freelancer.
Couldn't agree more.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into this awesome Freelancing Insider piece, I want to leave our listener with this.
All right, I'm ready.
What does your ideal freelance tribe look like?
Oh, good question.
Where would you find them?
I think it's a mix.
Yeah.
Of online and offline connections.
Okay.
A blend of people in your industry and those with completely different passions.
I like that.
You know, just to kind of round out your life a little bit.
Totally.
The important thing is to be intentional.
Yes.
About building those connections.
Be intentional about it.
Yeah.
And remember, it's a journey, not a destination.
It is a journey.
Yeah.
It's not something you can just check off a list.
Right.
It's an ongoing process.
You might try different communities, experiment with different approaches.
Absolutely.
That's all part of the process.
That's the fun part.
Yeah.
You get to try new things, meet new people.
Exactly.
See what works for you.
So embrace the journey. Be open to new experiences.
Yeah.
And watch as your freelance tribe starts to take shape.
It's going
to
happen.
You might be surprised at who you meet.
For sure.
And the opportunities that arise.
That's right.
When you open yourself up to connection.
It's all about connection.
I love that. Embrace the journey.
Yeah.
It's like back in your blue collar days.
Yeah.
You didn't just walk onto the job site.
Right.
And instantly have a crew.
Yeah.
You know, you built those relationships over time.
You earned it.
Through shared experiences.
Exactly.
It's the same with freelancing.
It's very similar.
And think about those shared experiences. What do they look like?
What do they look like?
Maybe it was tackling a tough project together.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating a win.
Yeah.
Or just grabbing a beer after a long shift.
Right. Those are the good times. Those are the moments that bond you.
Exactly.
Okay.
And now, how can you recreate those moments
yeah.
in your freelance life?
Good question.
Right.
It's about finding those opportunities for connection.
Yes.
Whether it's collaborating on a project
okay.
with another freelancer.
Yeah.
Meeting up for coffee
yeah.
to brainstorm ideas.
Yeah.
Or even just venting about a difficult client.
Right.
In a supportive online forum.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power.
Oh, no.
Those shared struggles.
Totally.
Sometimes just knowing that you're not alone in the trenches
yeah.
can make all the difference.
Huge.
It can actually strengthen those bonds in a way that
right.
just celebrating successes can't always do.
I agree.
Right.
Shared struggle is a powerful thing. It's so true. And I think this ties back to what we were saying earlier about
okay.
the unique perspective.
Yeah.
You bring, as someone coming from a blue-collar background,
mm-hmm.
you're used to rolling up your sleeves.
Yeah.
Getting your hands dirty.
He's not afraid of hard work.
Right. And that kind of work ethic
yeah.
is highly valued.
It is.
In the freelance world.
People appreciate that.
They do.
Clients especially. They
yeah.
want someone who's going to get the job done.
Right.
And they know if you come from that kind of background,
yeah.
you're probably going to be that person.
Totally. And they appreciate that authenticity.
They do.
And that practicality.
It sets you apart.
It does.
From those who might be more focused on...
Mm-hmm.
The glamorous side of freelancing?
Yeah, just trying to like work from a beach somewhere.
Exactly.
Right?
Which, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Not always that glamorous.
Not always.
My feet can be spotty.
Totally.
The sand gets everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah.
And speaking of authenticity.
Okay.
I think that's key when it comes to building genuine connections.
It is. You got to be yourself.
You don't have to pretend to be someone you're not.
Right.
Embrace your background, your experiences.
Mm.
Let that be a part of your story.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Authenticity is magnetic.
It is.
People are drawn
mm-hmm.
to those who are genuine, comfortable in their own skin.
Totally.
And when you're authentic, you attract the right people.
Yes.
The ones who resonate with your values.
Yeah.
And who you can truly connect with on a deeper level.
So as we wrap up this deep dive.
Right.
Into connection and community for freelancers.
Yeah.
I want to leave you with this thought.
Okay.
Where will you plant your flag?
Ooh, I like that.
What kind of community mm-hmm. will you create?
Start with those little steps, you know.
Yes.
Join that online group.
Yeah.
Sign up for that woodworking class.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to a fellow freelancer.
Totally.
For a virtual coffee chat. Each connection, no matter how small,
yeah.
is a step
yeah.
towards building yeah. that thriving freelance tribe you deserve.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
And remember, you got this.
You do.
You've already navigated a major career transition.
That's right.
You're resilient. You're resourceful.
Mm-hmm.
And you're ready to build something amazing.
I believe it.
So go out there and make those connections.
Make it happen. And it doesn't have to be like a formal mentorship either.
Right.
It could just be, hey, I'm struggling with this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever dealt with this before?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Right, just bouncing ideas off of each other.
Exactly. And that's where I think
yeah.
having people from different backgrounds
yeah.
can be really valuable.
Interesting.
Because you're bringing a fresh perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You're not coming at it
yeah.
with the same assumptions
right.
as someone who's maybe always been in the freelance world.
Total.
So you can kind of challenge each other
okay.
and come up with more creative solutions.
And that's something I've noticed, too, is like
yeah.
sometimes it's those like cross-industry connections.
Right.
They could be the most surprising.
Totally.
You know, like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're
when we have something in common.
Yeah, we have something in common.
It's amazing.
I love that.
The connections you can make when you just start talking to people.
Okay, so circling back to this whole like community building thing.
Yeah.
There's a line in the article that I thought was really powerful.
I'm listening.
They say, the freelance journey can be isolating.
It can be.
But it doesn't have to be lonely.
Ooh, I like that.
Right, and I think that's the key takeaway here.
It is. It's a choice.
Yeah, you're choosing to build that community around you.
Exactly. You're not a victim of circumstance.
Right.
You have the power to change your situation.
And you have the power to make it happen.
You do. It's all about being proactive, right?
Yeah, it's like taking ownership of your freelance journey.
You're not just along for the ride.
You're the driver.
Exactly. You're in the driver's seat.
You're creating the map.
We're choosing the destination.
And I think that's so empowering.
It is. It's exciting to think about all the possibilities.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
Back in those blue collar days,
yeah,
you probably had a mentor or someone you looked up to.
Right. Someone who showed you the ropes.
Right.
Taught you the tricks of the trade.
Exactly. And in the freelance world,
yeah,
you can find that too.
Absolutely.
It might not be as formal.
Right.
You know, you might not have that like apprentice master relationship.
Yeah.
But there are definitely people out there.
There are.
Who have walked the path before you.
And they're willing to share their knowledge.
Yes. And I think that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
As you're building your freelance community.
Totally. Look for those mentors.
Yeah.
Seek out those people who can guide you.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
No, ask all the questions.
Right.
That's how you learn.
So to all our listeners out there, you got this.
You do.
You're not alone.
Never alone.
And there's a whole community waiting to embrace you.
So go out there.
Yeah.
Build your tribe.
And thrive.
We're rooting for you.
Until next time.
See ya.